Forgot how much I loved that.
Right?
Redline Drive. Go look them up on Spotify and all of the social medias. We're back.
Hey,
y'all. How y'all doing? Hello and welcome to episode 119 of Wada Hockey, where we talk all things Texas hockey and the stories and culture that surrounds it. We're back, French fries. And after a much needed break, we are happy to be back in your ears preaching the word of Texas hockey. And we have so much fun stuff to catch up on, including Wada Hockey's first ever beer league adventure. But before we get into everything, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, all at Wada Hockey. And for the first time in a very long time, let's catch up with the gang. Pat, I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. We did go to the Rangers game, but I was sitting on like the opposite end, and I felt like you were physically out of reach, and that was sad.
You got to go.
We'll just have to do it again.
Salt in the wound. Yeah, we'll have to do it again. Maybe go. Let's go to a museum. Wada Hockey takes the Dallas Museum.
I'm sick that day.
Yeah, same.
Museum. Wait,
we could like recreate Ferris Bueller.
Just stare
deeply into a obscure painting.
Or hear me out. We look at paintings and like with a camera, and then we make up voices for who's on the painting. Like, oh, I wish I was in the different place right now.
What does that say over there?
Oopsies. Anyway, Pat, how you been, man? You been able to play any golf in this 115 degree temperature?
Yeah, dude. It's not stopping me.
You're crazy.
I mean, if we don't go before like 7:30, we're not going. I'm not teeing off at 9:45 because by hole three, it's 1,000 degrees out. So, but if we're on, you know, 8 by the time it's 1,000, 10 holes is manageable. So
that's fair.
But yeah, dude, I've been playing a lot of golf. I've shot 83 separate times in the past like 2 months, and I just can't get over the hump.
The path to 79.
It's mental at this point.
Right?
Aren't we all?
Other than that, just staying busy with work, working on my own mental health. Just trying to be more proactive about that, getting older. So, yeah, doing good, man. Getting there.
Kudos, man. I think we all commend you for that. I think we all have been going through our own stuff. So,
no, mine is solid.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
We're all doing just fine, and we're doing what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yes.
The break was absolutely phenomenal. Don't get me wrong, I missed you guys, and I missed this, and I missed talking to everybody, and I had a lot of people asking when the next episode was out, but it was a good break. And that was Shannon, aka Coach.
Hey,
what's
boys.
Up
coaches? Hey. Hostess.
Thanks, oh, mom.
You're so welcome, babies. You guys are my favorite. Don't tell the rest.
Yeah.
Keep won't. It between you and they me and all
they
of
won't
our
hear
listeners
this.
Yeah.
They're not going to hear this, right?
No.
I did skate with the real Canada today, so that was fun.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Shout out old Joshua.
Joshy. He's really good at slap shots. Make sure you tell him that. He needs that.
Oh, okay. He can't score on Jared, though. Anyway.
I'm doing well. I'm started playing again, skating again.
We love
a lot
that.
Of stuff going on in my life, trying to figure it all out, but I'm glad I have this to keep it, you know, redundant.
Yeah. Yeah. You're back to redundancy. You know, we gave you a month off, but we're back.
Thank God.
Yeah. And if you guys are listening to this for the first time, because we made a lot of new friends at the Guns and Hoses tournament. First of all, thank you for tuning in. It was an awesome experience. And yeah, if you are listening, this woman that you hear is in fact the coach that you saw on all of our social media platforms.
Yes.
So this is her.
Hello.
This is the coach. Do your job. Yeah, do your job. Jason, you and I were on the ice this past weekend, so we got to catch up a bit. But otherwise, how have you been, man?
Dude, I've been good. Still got this gnarly bruise. I know you listened.
Oh my god, it looks like a baked potato.
It looks like a
potato gone bad.
It looks like a tattoo of an apple on my arm.
You know what it looks like? That. Pluto. Yes.
A realistic tattoo.
Like, Pluto?
Pluto.
Like, if I were to add a stem, like, right there, it would just be perfect.
You know,
I'm
going to
send you a colorized picture of Pluto, and you're going to see
do that.
I'm not crazy.
Please send that to him. And also, Jason, can you get a stem tattooed on the bruise? That way, when the bruise goes away, you just have a random stem.
I want to get the leaf and the stem.
And that's it.
I'm going to go in, and I'm supposed to actually be getting tattooed this Saturday. Me and my buddy, we're getting matching tats for
that's awesome.
Blink-182, which
next week.
I'm so pumped about
next
that.
Wednesday.
All right, boys, check your
what
text.
Else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, I got a new dog, apparently.
I saw that.
So he's cool. He's been shitting in the house a little bit, but it's okay. We still love him.
We all do.
What's his name? Anki?
Anki. I guess we started calling him Inky, but then Max was like, no, it's Anki. I'm like, okay.
Sorry.
Idiots.
So,
a thousand apologies.
My bad, dude. So, and then magically, whenever Max can finally pronounce eyes correctly, he's going to start calling him Inky, and then we're going to be like, oh, all righty then. But
Jason, yeah, so quick question for you.
What's up?
About him. Do y'all still need a crate?
No. We're good.
Okay.
One of the lovely people at my work had one that to give, so I was like, thank you so much, Judy. Judy Melby, if you're listening.
Shout out, Judy.
Judy now.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite seniors at my work, so.
All right, look at your text. Tell me it doesn't look like Pluto.
It does look like Pluto. It looks like Pluto.
Oh, my.
Y'all hear about Pluto? It's my stepson.
Is he back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
See?
Yeah, there's some blue in there, so yeah.
I'm saying.
Give me Pluto at, like, the right angle. Let me get, like, a lunar something. What is a...
Astrology.
Crescent
moon. Crescent moon.
Yes. That's what...
are words?
Yeah. Yeah, like,
speaking of lunar, Jason, you know what is really out of this world? That would be the one and only Conway and Banks bag.
Unreal.
There were so many Conway and Banks bags in the Guns N' Hoses water hockey locker room. Yeah.
You'd love to see it. Percy, shout out, man, to you.
Yeah, Percival.
Guys, if you are looking to replace that old moldy hockey bag with the busted zippers, go check out my people at conwayandbanks.com. They're fantastic. They're phenomenal. They're Guns N' Hoses approved. Don't quote us on that particular part of it. Whatever. They're not going to listen to this, right?
Tournament only happens once a year. Yeah, it's approved.
Is it once or twice? I thought it was a twice a year tournament anyways. But yeah, go check them out. They make premium quality bags. They're built to last. They have the removable organizers to keep all your gear organized, especially in tournament times. It's great that you can maneuver all that stuff around so your gear can air out at the rink while you're just pounding copious amounts of beer.
Water. Oh, yeah, beer.
Water.
And water. H2O Gatorade.
H2O.
So, guys, go check out conwayandbanks.com. Use code WATAHOCKEY10 and get your... Oh, for 10% off. Get your gear to the rink. Did you guys spell that?
Gag.
You all spell that? That was the rust coming off. I'm so sorry.
No. You're good. You know, I got that. I got that. And also, Pat, I think I've been listening to The Ticket more in the past month than I think ever before. And I think Patrick might be my god because of the way that he's just produced this podcast so well. And now he's throwing in drops without even us asking about it. Wow.
Mino is my spirit. Mino is my leader. Yeah.
I can't talk about mine.
So when we email why today doesn't suck for your birthday, we're going to be sure to throw in the Mino is my leader. Is your leader.
So. Yeah.
Is your leader is my leader.
if you want to take a shot at Corby in some capacity, I've done that before, and I got a double ooh out of it, and I was super proud.
Okay, I'll make them out. What's your birthday again?
I'm gonna go Mexican Independence Day.
Oh, we missed it.
Dang it.
September 16th.
I didn't know September. I was thinking September 12th for whatever reason.
No. 16th.
All right. September 16th.
Father Hidalgo gave his speech.
Email.
Freed Mexico.
Why today doesn't suck. Well,
here I was thinking it was Cinco de Mayo.
That's when the Three Musketeers said it was? What it was?
Oh, it was Peter Pan, I think.
All right, notes.
What cultural appropriation.
That's my Bible.
I know this is leader. Not
Walt
motto.
Disney wrote my Bible. While Jason's looking that up.
Can I throw in my, Fink. Can I throw in my
drop request? Yeah, I need drop requests.
I want Mike performing a rain dance in a herd of Jubs.
Performing a rain dance in the form of Jubs?
In a herd of Jubs.
In a herd.
Like a herd, like, you know, a murder. Multiple a gaggle, jubs. If you will.
A gaggle of
Congress. A gaggle of Jubs.
Congress and a gaggle of Jubs.
All right. I got that. Love it.
Before I get into how my month has been, summer is here and we are on the cusp of, well, no, we're not. We are well into 100 degree days. But that doesn't mean you can't get outside and play a little sauce toss. If you guys watched any of our Instagram videos from the jersey reveal party that we have, we created a little bit of our own sauce toss game with a little more violence and a lot more Johnny Knoxville-esque jackass style shenanigans. Yeah. That song's called Corona something, by the way. I looked it up when I made the video. But yeah, saucetoss.com. They're still rocking with us and we're still rocking with them. We will be doing a giveaway and a raffle involving a sauce toss in the very near future now that we are back and rolling. But if you want to get one right now, head over to saucetoss.com and use code WANTASAUCE for 10% off your entire order. And yeah, hashtag bags for beauties. The month has been wild. I mean, it's crazy.
Let me interrupt really quick. So I put that notification in our calendar, and it's my shared calendar with Kelly. And so she immediately texts me. She's like, "What's WTDS?"
Kelly, we love you. You're beautiful.
Oh, you don't know? But yeah, it's been a wild month. I'm going to save getting into the Guns N' Hoses tournament extensively towards the end. But yeah, it was a really fun time there. We'll give some shout outs to the people that kind of made it happen for us. I almost died like literally 3 inches away. Don't roll your eyes. You know it to be true. There is an archery.
I ran and you said, "I'm fine."
Yeah, because I looked at it and the skin was peeled
back.
We'll get to it. Yeah. But other than that, you know, things are moving and grooving. And I've officially launched my campaign to go to Finland. I'm looking at the end of November, beginning of December. The Ilves team accounts have been butchering me for saying that I'm going to go and then I don't. But yeah, I'm gonna sell a bunch of stuff, and if you guys want a dog, I got
kidneys.
I do get gallstones, so if gallbladders are on the market, I got one coming for you. I got a gallstone in the middle of the tournament, like the night before our last
Sick.
Game.
Sick.
Yeah, it was awesome. I felt gnarly, man. Terrible. But yeah,
it looked great.
Thank you. I want to give a huge shout out too before we really kind of get into everything to Tidal Wave Sports. They are a local company, not taking anything away from X Jerseys. They've been awesome and they have been really fun to work with, but we needed something really quick. I talked to Chris over at Tidal Wave Sports and he was like, "Yeah, we can get them within a couple of weeks." And I'll be damned if they didn't get here within literally 3 weeks and we were just waiting for them to get delivered. So, DHgate, get your shit together. But I think it's
thank you, Trafty.
But yeah, it was awesome. And you guys saw how they turned out. But we will more than likely, almost definitely, be doing some kind of variation of those to sell to the masses because we got a lot of people asking about them. But guys, there is.
I genuinely think. I'm sorry. I think we should make that color wave the color wave of Water Hockey.
You think so?
I man,
let's discuss this offline, Jason.
I was going to say.
I'd like a shirt with that logo on it.
I was going to say, we at least need to do like a white shirt and a black shirt in some sort of style or fashion where they have the pink W.
Yeah.
Facts.
So we'll figure it out. But guys, there is actually hockey to talk about. I know. Shocker. Oh, wow. As we were sitting here on June 29th. Yes, there is hockey to talk about. Our very own besties for the resties. Allen Americans have been making some moves. They're doing some shaking.
Making money moves.
They are making money moves, quite literally, because they signed Colton Hargrove, the captain of the Allen Americans from last season, to a one-year deal. If you guys are listening and don't know anything about the ECHL, they only do one-year deals, so we'll probably never say that again. but he is back, and he is the first official signed player on the Allen Americans roster. In 64 games, Grover had 39 goals and 46 assists for 85 points. On a different note, Hank Crone, the ECHL MVP Rookie of the Year phenom, North Texas own, not only is going to be joining the podcast this offseason, but he also signed a brand new contract where I think there was a lot of talk about him going overseas. A lot of these top producers in the ECHL end up overseas, whether it be in a league in Denmark or Liga like Les Lancaster, or, you know, whatever have you, slew of foreign leagues. But he has signed a contract with the AHL and the Chicago Wolves. And what's interesting about that is the Chicago Wolves this past offseason, or this current offseason, have announced that they are not going to be affiliated with nobody. So they will not have an NHL or an ECHL team. So what does that mean for us as Allen Americans fans? That means that Hank Crone's rights still belong to the Allen Americans and the ECHL.
I'm surprised he did not go overseas.
I am too. And I speak for all of us when it's very exciting to see him still in the U.S. playing hockey here. I think, you know, it would help him develop his game a little bit, because overseas they play on Olympic size rinks for the most part. So it's a much different style of play. But, you know, we'll see. Not to take away from the Americans, obviously, but I don't want to see him back down here, because that means that he's not living up to his full potential with the Wolves up there in Chicago. So, yeah,
go on, get.
Go do great things. Everyone's real proud of you down here. But, yeah, we also, I guess we already announced it online, and I'm sure everybody has seen it by now. We are back with the Allen Americans next season. We're going to keep this train rolling. Three seasons deep. Three-peat. So hopefully this is the season that we clinch the cup and we see some championship hockey in the Codex Event Center, formerly known as the Allen Event Center. But they had to go get a sponsor. Good for them. I guess there was a draft or something or another for the NHL. I don't know if you ever heard of that. The Stars drafted... Yeah, the hockey?
Hockey?
What the hockey? But yeah, the Stars selected 6 prospects in the 2023 entry-level draft. By the way, I don't know if you guys watched the first round.
Snorefest.
By far, one of the most boring drafts of any sport I've ever seen in my entire life, and Gerald Bettman is a piece of shit. It was just so boring. Ugh. There were 0 trades. Not even involving picks or later rounds or nothing.
I wanted fist fights. There was nothing.
Nothing. I posted a video. Shout out to my buddy Garrison.
So funny.
Of the Stars table just kind of sitting there. And I'm like, what are they talking about? There was one cool moment for the Dallas Stars. Jimothy Neal was awarded GM of the Year by his peers.
As is tradition.
Yeah, just fleecing 101. Jimmy Thie Neal, just wheeling and dealing. Which, by the way, brings me to the next point. Evgeny Dodonov, Daddy Shark, is back. Jim Neal signed him to a very team-friendly 2-year, $2.5 million extension with the Dallas Stars, bolstering the line of Wyatt Johnston, Jamie Benn, and the aforementioned Daddy-O. So that's some good news. You know, Glenn Denning, Domi. Let's face facts here, guys. I think we've seen the last of both of them. I've heard some trade speculation that Colin Miller might be on his way out as part of a package deal. Hey, he's got a really great stick because I used it and I bought it. I'm never going below a 95 flex ever again. Okay. But yeah, the Dallas Stars selections go as follows. Now, granted, I don't believe any of us have done any extensive research on these guys, but first round, or well, the first pick for the Stars, Tristan Bertucci, then Brad Gardner, Aram Manishian, Arno Tifensi, Angus McDonald, and Sebastian Bradshaw. Those are your six new Stars.
Some of the quotes were they got from these kids. Like, I think it was Aram was like, oh, I like Dallas because I like Green and Jamie Benn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, green was my favorite color, and then they were the team that had the green color. And
that just says, like, well, I didn't get drafted by the team I wanted, and I'm here now, so I have to think of something to say.
I didn't get drafted by the Bruins, so
I guess I like green now.
Love the green. Yeah, the green whole
was always
thing.
My favorite color growing up.
The whole thing, the whole draft experience was awkward because they went up there and they were like, we first want to give a congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights for winning the Stanley Cup. Literally.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. I think the St. Louis Blues were the first ones that were like, our team is in shambles at the moment. We pick this guy. Like, they didn't thank anybody. They didn't say anything. They also were the only NHL franchise to not receive a single vote in any category in the awards, and that makes me feel good.
They were probably worried someone was going to come up and take the microphone from them, so they had to get it out real quick.
Yeah, they were like, hey, guys, we're still here. We've got 10 picks in the first round. We're the St. Louis Blues, and we pick this guy from Sweden, probably. But yeah, the Swedes were out. The Russians were out. Shout out to the translators. I mean, ESPN did a decent job. It was just a really, really all around boring snooze fest. Couldn't have said it better myself, Shannon. But outside of that, I don't think there are any real big stories surrounding the Stars. I know the Texas Stars re-signed Curtis McKenzie, so they'll have their captain back going in, I believe, for the next 2 years. Do not quote me on that, but I believe it is 2 years. The Dallas Stars also re-signed Matt Murray, goaltender. No, not that Matt Murray, our Matt Murray, to kind of bolster the goaltending depth at the AHL level. We still have another year left on Scott Wedgwood's contract. Knock on wood that he is healthy. Hey, Wedgie, we would love to have you on the podcast because we are nerds too, and we would probably talk more about the Ninja Turtles and Marvel Comics than anything that went on during the ice at all during this past season. So just going to throw that out there.
if you're still listening.
If you're still listening. But we're definitely going to be working on getting more guests on throughout the offseason to kind of brush up on what's going on with the people that we kind of have gotten close to over the last 3 years and want to kind of keep you guys in the loop. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to circle back to the Americans. Were we on a break already when our best boy, our sweet baby Lex Luthor shaved head boy, received the honor of ECHL Trainer of the Year? That would be the one and only Jordan Dootz Dutton.
Do believe we missed it.
We did. We were on a break. If you guys have been listening to this podcast for basically the entirety of our existence, Dootz is by far one of the most fun, friendliest, and informative interviews that we've ever had.
All around good guy.
He is such a good, great hugger. Phenomenal.
The best.
Great.
I felt the warm embrace of Montana when he held me.
100%.
Dootz is also the only one that showed up with notes prepared.
Yeah. He threw it on us.
He was ready.
And I have it on good authority that if I called him right now and I said, Dootsie, I need you to ask me a question, we're live on the podcast, he'd be like, oh, he'd kind of stutter a little bit, and then he'd just hit us with a...
Get up and
well, I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
Get up and go to his
I'm
office
not prepared.
Really quick, grab his notebook. Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. You just hear pages flipping so and fumbling. He's got like six books of questions.
It's June.
Oh, it's the 29th. Right. 29th, here we are.
Tell us about.
I think we do have a couple of departures for sure. Yakov Novak and Younger are both gone. They were traded to Norfolk in one of those players to be named later, and they were the players to be named later. So, wish them a best of luck. I don't know exactly how that works though, because I believe Novak is property of the Senators because he was drafted by them and they still have his rights. So I'm not sure exactly how that works. I'm assuming if he were to get sent up, he would go to the Belleville Senators as opposed to the affiliate that Norfolk would push them up. We'll have to do some research on that. But that being said, that's really all the news we have. So this past weekend, the W made its debut on the ice for the first time.
Like in, as a team.
As
like
a team.
Competing, and, not just like at a beer league or whatever.
Yeah. In what can only be described as one of the most rambunctious, fluent, confusing...
Kerfuffle. Are you just throwing out adjectives now?
No. The confusing part gets to when we had like one guy be three different people, but and they were like, wait, he looks so much different yesterday. Why does he have a mustache now? Before we get into it, I just want to go down and give a huge shout out to Moffitt, Mark, Cam, Julian, Dan, a.k.a. Hollywood, Mayday, Canada, Sweet Pea, AJ, Dink, Robbie B, Jason, and Bo, and the coach, the one and only Shanyan. without you guys being there, I put this team together, and I was very fortunate to get the group that I did get, because regardless of how it ended, I'm going to give us third place based on goal differential in our division. Definitely. But we did not achieve what we set out to achieve in the awards aspect of it. But when I say we had the best looking team on and off the ice and the most vibrant locker room, I am not kidding. And that is, I mean, the best part is you guys are going to get to see it, because I have to thank Sam, Brandt, and Dalton. Those three guys followed us around all weekend long, starting at the jersey reveal party, cameras and faces, mic'd us up on the ice. Shannon was mic'd up. Were you mic'd up for every game?
I was, for the whole first game and then half of each of the other two.
Okay. So Dalton went on vacation, well-deserved, after a tremendous weekend. And he also plays, too. So he went and played his own game on Saturday night after being at both of our games on Friday, our game on Saturday, and then going to play hockey. He also showed up for our 7:15 a.m. puck drop on Sunday.
Oh, that was miserable, man.
It was,
that was rough.
Awful.
It was so
sounds
bad.
Terrible.
Oh, and here's the worst part, Pat. They were giving out free alcohol all weekend long, specifically Saturday. So it's almost like they did it on purpose. They wanted us to feel like poo-poo. And guess what? Goal achieved.
It's conspiracy.
Who do we need to talk to? We need to get, what is it, Alex Jones over here?
Let me get Jim Nill on the phone.
Yeah, give me Jimmy.
Your tournament's over here, bud.
Congressman.
But yeah, we... you know, I said it once and I'll say it a million times. You put us on the ice even an hour and a half later on Sunday, and we're having a different discussion right now. It was a lot of fun. Just the group that we had was just a fantastic group. Shout out to Nick. He was kind of our our I'm going to be everybody guy, came in and was like, I don't care where you want me, even if it's in goal, I'll do it. And just did a phenomenal job and really helped kind of mesh the locker room together. I mean, the locker room was so much fun. Like we said earlier, Conway and Banks bags as far as the eye could see, foot mats everywhere, dividers all over, and
no gross feet, and then airing out
afterwards was phenomenal because of those magnificent vents that they've installed in every bag. Make sure to head over to that Conway and Banks website. Use code WADAHOCKEY10 to get 10% off. It was a lot of fun. And then I do have to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for that tournament, AFCO Roofing, who actually came in from Tyler on the first game, drove in from Tyler on Friday morning to be at the game in Richardson at 10 a.m. and hung out with us throughout the day in Plano. And also, you know, I can't say this enough. The Guns N' Hoses organization supports fallen police and firefighters in the DFW area, help supporting their family. Just a really great cause all around. And Pat, they have a golf tournament, so we're going to have to do that because
and
apparently
boxing.
I'm qualified to play golf.
I don't know about the boxing part. Like, is it like an Amazon thing where like I have to box things? Like,
no, you get to punch people.
Oh,
nightclub, but for real.
Oh shit, that's so dope.
But the good thing about, you know, the Guns N' Hoses tournament being for fallen police and firemen is lots of police and firemen show up to play, which is perfect if someone on your team gets injured, much like our very own Finkelton, who over in the crease kind of had a whoopsie daisy,
There was no whoopsie-daisy about it. I saw him coming around behind the net. Goal was empty, and I said to myself, he is not scoring this
not
goal.
Today.
Not on my watch. Not in, not up in here.
Well, homie took a bouquet of whoopsie-daisies when he ran right into you.
Yeah, so long story short, there was a bit of a topple, a bit of a tipple, and a bit of a tapple, and I look up, and the next thing I know, my wrist is sliced open. Had a skate go right to it, and it was a little bit jarring at first, but once I did not see a ton of, I mean, there was blood, but I also kind of reacted quickly because I've watched Grey's Anatomy. I know what to do. And I just put my hand in the air. I waved it around like I didn't care. And I clasped onto it, glove on my hand, germs be damned. And the next thing I know, everyone's around me screaming medic. Canada, who was not able to play that game, was watching it on Live Barn.
Just for the record, Canada was there, like for keeping purposes. We didn't have anybody.
It's
that
over.
Was
I mean, it's over. What are they going to do? Come at us? We didn't win. But yeah, it was a weird situation. Apparently, they pulled up the AED, and Canada was like, "Well, Fink's dead. He's dead."
That seems like overkill.
Brent was like, no, first aid kit. They're like, oh, AED?
like a Band-Aid.
Yeah. The Band-Aid, the one Band-Aid that's in the first aid, or the AED that's like rip the hair off your chest if you need to use the pad.
Yeah. It was definitely an experience. I felt validated as a hockey player. I can say that now. I'm going to have a cool scar. It is a little bit weird because the top part of the cut now has part of the tattoo that's on the bottom part of the cut. So those are going to be separate forever. And this is kind of a personal thing. I looked at some of the pictures afterwards, and I've talked about this guy on the podcast before, and I didn't realize because there was a little bit of shock that everything happened so fast because we ended up losing that game by a goal. But I didn't realize my buddy Nathan was watching the game like go down, and he was looking over my shoulder, or well, in a roundabout way, from the moment the medic sat me down on the bench to like kind of bandage me up and see if I needed stitches, and which I think I really did, but I think she also didn't want to put stitches in, so she just gave me butterfly bandages, which means the scar is going to be even cooler. But yeah, he didn't leave my side and started untying my skates. And I looked down at him with the bad hand and I went, Nathan, and I wiggled my fingers and I was like, we're good. They still work. I didn't lose any feeling. But I didn't realize until after I went back and looked at the pictures, he was like watching like vehemently the whole time. I had a lot of people watch me. Shannon, I know you're a mom, so you were like, are you okay, sweetie? And I was like, can I have my vape?
Every 5 minutes.
But yeah, the people that were there kind of overseeing things, aside from the ones that pulled up the AED, because that will really...
He's a scorekeeper. He didn't know.
He's doing his best. He only gets $20 a game.
In all fairness, like, I think everybody knows that, like, if you have, like, a cut like that, you just, everybody knows to apply pressure. But, like, scorekeepers, like, they're the only ones with AED access. So, like, when they start hearing medic, grab your kit, man. Like, grab the AED. I'd rather prefer them grab it as somebody who's had to use an AED before.
Like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm sure that's part of their training, too. Is yeah, like if you hear medic, you automatically go for it. But yeah, everyone was quick to respond. I was very fortunate. The placement of it could not have been more lucky for me. But from the time that tournament started, even beforehand, I have never met a group of individuals that were more excited for just a weekend of, we'll say, debauchery. I was trying to like throw hockey in there, but I couldn't figure out a way to do it. So yeah, debauchery and hockatry. Hockatry. Dehoctory.
I'm glad you guys picked up on that.
I saw that. It would have felt really weird
if it didn't work.
Took me a second. It worked. Staring at you like, what is going on?
No, let him do his thing. He's having fun. Shannon, I know that you were very invested in how the weekend went. What was it like kind of overseeing everything? Because I think once that last game ended, we all kind of like slumped our shoulders, went our separate ways a bit. I know a few of us went up to Plano throughout the rest of the day. But what was it like for you kind of being able to boss around a bunch of grown men?
It's just like my own children.
Honestly.
No, you guys whined and moaned and complained more than they did. But, you know.
Well, it's because we're all falling apart.
It's because you're grown men. That's what y'all do. True. You know. It's true. No, honestly, you know, from my standpoint, I had an incredible weekend. You guys were great. You didn't listen at all. You did your own thing.
We listened.
And it was great.
Some of us listened.
I was like, I'm just here for moral support, not candy.
But the power suits were on point.
They were pretty good. It was the shoulder pads. Shoulder pads just do something to a person.
That's true. I didn't wear them, but
my mom wears shoulder pads, so
yeah.
See, you get it. She
powerpoint,
powerful lady. And then that combined with like the Pit Vipers, man.
That was a move. I was really bummed out we didn't make it to the championship game because I was going to bring out the reflective visor for that game. But I should have probably had it on all weekend.
I feel like if you had it on, we would have made it to this championship game. So that's on you.
Yeah, that's on me.
I'm really kind of ticked off here. Like, okay.
Here we go.
Sorry. I want to talk about this one thing.
Let's unpack this.
Referees at Plano, okay? In that second game where we lost... to the team. What is it? We're from
Backdoor
Florida.
Backdoor Bandits from Amarillo. And they're going to listen to this.
Sunday was Florida, right?
Right.
Anyways, that fucking team, I got hit in the cage twice.
Ugh.
Like, full blown with the stick that like blew my head back. Both times, a referee within like 10 feet, and you could hear it. Nothing got
unreal.
Called. Nothing got called.
Yeah, I mean... There were some suspect non-calls.
Fucking dog shit refs.
And we watched a lot of games to where we were like, oh, this is really bad. But Pat, don't worry. Your day in the hot sun will come because we're gonna play in this Guns N' Hoses golf tournament, and it's going to be a great time. But just an overall great weekend. It was really fun to hear the people that knew about the podcast come up to us. I'd be silly not to shout out the Stampeding Turtles and the Dusters, the team I played for last year, and the Turtles who beat us in the championship last year. They have been so great about just supporting the podcast and reaching out to me and reaching out to us on a regular basis and really interacting with us. And I was really glad that we got to see a little bit of that game on Friday because they're just a great group of individuals. And Flamer, if you're listening to this, continue to get well. just a bummer that you weren't able to be there. But it sounds like per your updates, you know, things are going in the right direction for what you've got going on. So keep fighting the good fight. Hopefully we'll see you very soon. But I mean, it was just a really fun time. At the end of the day, we wanted to win the championship, but really all it was about was supporting a good cause and having a great time. And I think we achieved that 10 times over. So, you know, just a really, really fun experience. And congrats to the, what were they called? The hookers?
The ice pink? Queens?
No, ice queens. The ice queens.
Ice close. Queens. Ice hookers.
In my defense, there was the ice hookers. But, yeah, the backdoor bandits from Amarillo, a couple of them started following us.
Solid group of guys.
Really all around. Like, they were very kind. They all came up to me and made sure I was okay. Talked to them a little bit after the championship game on Sunday. Even the Florida team that won, we were having discussions on the ice, and it was just nobody in our division really was in a place where it was like, we're trying to beat you and we're going to make it not fun. It was all, everyone was having a good time. You know, we put up a 10 spot on some friends of ours. Sorry about that.
Not really.
It was just a really fun time. So,
no, when goal differential matters, man, you got to run it up.
You got to go, man. You just got to go. One thing we can all agree on is Farmers Branch. Their ice is still terrible.
Like Farmers.
Bum, ba-da-dum, bum, 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 bum. Crap. But yeah, that's really, I think, all I've got. I mean, that was really what I wanted to talk about, recap that, and just say thank you to everybody involved. Thank you to everybody that came up and talked to us, mentioned that they've listened to the podcast before. A lot of really fun things coming up here in the off season. We are going to be active and hopefully working with Dalton and Brant more to bring you guys some video footage. I've been wanting to do video interviews in person for a very long time, and I think that we finally have a group of people that are willing to help us out to bring that product to you, whether that be with the guys from the Americans, maybe a guest that we've had on the past, like a Marty Turco or a Joel Hanley, you know, somebody like that, to where, you know, we can do it in person and kind of get to know them a little bit more and hopefully get some more stories for all the listeners and all the supporters and really start to ramp things up so you guys can see this kind of unfold how we've all wanted it to since day one. So with that being said, God, I almost forgot my sign off there for a little bit. But yeah, if you guys don't have anything else, I mean, just a short episode to kind of get the people back up, the wheels turning, and get this thing rolling for the off season.
Yep.
Get back on the bicycle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get take on off your pants. And ride. Oh, take off your pants and jacket.
Yep. That's probably gonna be my new sign off. Could
yes.
Do we like new season, new sign off?
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
If you want to.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I just don't know what I would say.
Yeah, I need time.
Okay, this is still we're mid season break still.
Well let's do it. Let's say this. When the puck drops for whatever team that we're following, the first puck drops, we will come up with new sign offs. And maybe we'll let the French fries come up with, ooh, them for us.
No.
Automatically vetoing it.
The sassy thumbs down.
Well, mine's not changing, so.
Ooh, how sassy. Oh.
I will let the French fries decide mine, as long as it's appropriate.
Well, that's your first mistake. Yeah,
that's a dangerous game to play.
That's why it's not going to happen.
Just don't leave any
worried.
Other options. You just can't leave any open-ended ones. You just got to give the French fries options.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea.
Not open-ended in answers.
Well,
it's not a free-form text field.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I will say it has been...
I'll send out a Survey Monkey later, so I'll make it corporate on you guys.
It has been great. It's been HR, great. Sit down. It's been, yeah, bringing it back to sports.
B1, I love it.
Yeah, I still love the fan though. I love the fan. I love the freak. We're in a really unique time where I think we have a lot of really good sports and culture talk radio on right now. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what the standings may say with the ticket still being number one overall. We are in an evolutionary time where you've got,
it's all those random radios at Walmart that are tuned in because Ryan's told everybody to do it years ago and they just left it on.
That's fair.
And every rental car in the Metroplex.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's brilliant. And now he's on the freak. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's wild. I was going to say him retiring and coming back, and now Norman retiring and
Norman
also coming back.
Doing a podcast. We've got competition.
Oh, yeah? Did I miss that? Is he going to do basically what Ryan's did and fade away to the abyss for like a year and a half?
No, he said he's doing it he's doing 5 days a week coming up like in a couple weeks.
I totally miss this. Whoa.
Yeah, he posted it on Twitter. Yeah.
Norm's Clubhouse.
Oh, it's going to be much more. It's going to be very like, it'll probably be the same stuff that we've heard, but I would assume a little more relaxed and more about his life.
He's doing a travel show with Mary.
Yeah.
With Mare Bear.
Mare Bear. Oh, I'm going to have to listen. I like Mare.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, just excited to get back on the horse with you guys. This has been fun. I know a lot of people have been asking about when we're coming back. We're back, and you know what? It may not be weekly.
Excited.
We're back. Great movie, by the way. Old animated movie about dinosaurs. Not a Disney one. I think that's why it flopped. Might have been Disney. That being said, we may not do it every week. We may do it bi-weekly through the off season. Just kind of, you know, like we said, mental health is a top priority for all of us. So there's a week where it's just me, or it's just Shannon and Jason, or it's just me and Patrick. You know, we'll be bringing some content to you, and we want to get some more interviews out for you guys, because the off season's the time it's going to happen for a lot of these bigger names that you guys might want to be hearing from. So with that being said, Pat, you want to start off this role and we'll call this one a wrap.
Yeah, now and forever. Stay sassy.
Well, there's the new sign-off.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Stay moist.
Now and forever, make good choices.
And don't, for any reason, even if the cut was serious and you did think that you were going to die at one point, forget your karma tattoos.
Well, my timing was just terrible, but I'm not.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't fix it.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you. That's your new sign-off. We love you.
Don't fix it. We love you.
Don't fix it. Yeah.